Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 29th, 2009. We're preparing this message on a very, very windy day. In fact, throughout the morning, our internet has been on and off, so we hope we can get this up and out after our labors today getting it out. This week, we're sharing a series I titled The Ultimate Harvest Series, based on Matthew 9, 35 to 38. There's a link on the site today if you care to read that passage, or of course, just go to your Bible. It is harvest time in our area, and even as I prepare, I hear the machinery out about us and see the evidence of the harvest. Yesterday, we examined the ultimate motivation for being involved in God's harvest fields. Today, we're going to look at a message titled, The Ultimate Need. Actually, it's the very same text, but we're going to focus a bit different today. Matthew 9, verse 36.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
As a human race, we face a variety of needs. Some are very real, while others may be a misuse of the word need. In the affluent lifestyle we have become accustomed to here in the West, we often hear the word need to describe that which might be laughable or unimaginable by those who live in many other parts of the world. For instance, we may hear someone say, "I really need a new TV," even though this is hardly something we can't live without. In many cases, we may merely want to replace a TV that works perfectly fine with a newer model. In the scriptures, there are certain needs common to all humanity, such as food and clothing. In fact, 1 Timothy 6, verse 8 states this. We also genuinely need love, security, peace, freedom, relationships with others, and so forth. Yet today in the media and in some churches, there are other causes being heavily promoted as the greatest need facing the human race. Included in the endorsed top 10 as the greatest needs are items such as health care, the environment, the role of government, and so forth. I recently perused an evangelical magazine entirely devoted to evangelical issues that included a reference to a sermon series titled, God is Green. I searched the entire magazine in vain for any reference to human spiritual need.
In our daily text, Jesus models to all who look on that he was driven by compassion. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. Our ultimate motivation in helping others is to be that of compassion as well. Jesus also expresses the very heart of what is the ultimate human need as he described the crowd. They were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. People continue to be harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, which is a result of spiritual separation from God.
The most vivid example that we've witnessed of people being harassed and helpless took place over 18 years ago, though I can still see it in my mind's eye today. Brooksy and I were visiting an orphanage where Esther was born in the Rio Dulce in Guatemala. That's along the eastern part of the country, on a river dumping into the Caribbean Sea. Without any warning whatsoever, there was a sudden heavy downpour of rain accompanied by flashes of lightning and loud thunder. About 30 to 40 children, many under 6 years of age, began to cry, seek to run to a dry place, but others just dropped to the ground in a fetal position with their arms folded over their heads. One little girl, about 4 years old, ran to the swing set and began to swing with her body drooped over the swing so that her head faced the ground. The government-sponsored orphanage lacked sufficient volunteers and workers for the children. So for the most part, they seemed to be on their own in the midst of the great storm. Brooksine and I tried to gather them out of the rain, but there were only two of us, and he didn't speak Spanish, though the children surely understood our good intentions. They were truly like sheep without a shepherd, harassed by the tropical storm and helpless. At a time when children would normally have mothers and fathers, gather them close for safety and reassurance.
Well, Stephen just described the emotional and physical needs of the orphaned children, but each of us also has a spiritual need. We are incessantly harassed by the enemy and are helpless apart from our spiritual need being foundationally met through a relationship with Jesus, who calls people to repent, believe, obey, and follow him. Throughout the book of Acts and the teaching in the epistles, we see the early church seeking to fulfill this ultimate mission of making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
That's Matthew 28:19-20. I recall a statement from my Bible school days that I still very much believe. It says this: Christ started the church the way he wanted it, and he wants the church the way he started it. Throughout history, the enemy has so often tried to get the church off track, but our foundational mission must remain primarily meeting the ultimate human need, which is spiritual in nature. Indeed, we remain as a people harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Today, let us keep this great need before us always.
Let's pray together. Father, we have received your gift of forgiveness and salvation. Because of this, we are motivated by compassion for the lost, as we recognize their ultimate human need is to have a spiritual relationship with you. We want to be a part of the ultimate mission in reaching them with the gospel message so that they might have forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. Keep us ever mindful of our mission and obedient to your leading. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. I feel like the wind may have let down a little bit even as we prepared the message in the last few moments. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have several photos on the site today, as well as a couple recommended songs that we believe will bless you. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, September 29th, 2009. And we urge you to continue with the motivation of Christ being great compassion and a realization of the great needs around us to live your life for Jesus Christ.